Good afternoon. How are we all doing? Great, good. We've got quite a few people away today, but the important people are all here, so we'll have a good time. I think the drunk midgets have left us now, the children. It's really fantastic to be here with you all this afternoon, and we're going to continue message series all about prayer that we've been in for a couple of weeks now. And we've been learning just about the importance of prayer, why we pray, how to pray, kind of really trying to go back to basics. And this afternoon, we're going to talk about how to pray in a crisis. How to pray in a crisis. You know, it might be you're here this afternoon and there is a crisis in your life. There might be things not going very well in some area, some aspect of your life. In fact, the chances are that all of us in this room, there is some part of our life or someone we know or some situation in our family or something going on that's in a bit of a crisis. And by crisis, I mean, I don't just mean really, really bad, but there's some issue, there's some kind of storm in our life, there's something that's difficult and challenging that we're facing. You know, it's unlikely that there isn't something. And if everything for you now is just going incredibly smoothly, then good for you, but, you know, keep it to yourself. Don't be too smug. Think of the rest of us. You know, a lot of the Christian life, it's kind of, there's blessings happening, but there's battles happening all at the same time. That's kind of what it's like. There's some kind of crisis going on quite often. And I reckon a lot of people pray when they're in trouble, don't they? A lot of people do pray when they're in a crisis. Even people who never pray, even people who don't even really believe in God, if they're going to pray, it's going to be when things are going wrong. You know, I remember a personal story. The night before Sarah and I got married, we went out for a meal with all the kind of family and friends who'd kind of come to where the wedding was going to be and were there the night before. We kind of said, we're all just going to go to this local pub restaurant and have a meal together. There were maybe about 30 people or something like that. And me and some of my friends decided to take on the eating challenge that the pub had, which was some kind of ridiculous, you know, four burgers and a kilo of chips. And, you know, it's terrible, really, isn't it? Disgusting. And, you know, had a go at it. And I failed. You know, I couldn't do it. A friend of mine actually did it, which was amazing. And I don't want to go into too much detail, but I was not feeling very good afterwards. And I distinctly remember being in the bathroom, pleading with God that I wouldn't be ill tomorrow on the day of my wedding. I distinctly remember saying, please, just, I'm meant to be getting married tomorrow. Please just, you know, take this cup of suffering from me, Lord. I don't want to be ill tomorrow. And not particularly because, you know, for my own sake, but I just knew Sarah would kill me if I was ill on our wedding day because I had taken on an eating challenge the night before the wedding. And, you know, the good news is I wasn't ill. I was fine. But I was doing all the typical, kind of prayers, you know, God, please help me. God, you know, I'll do anything for you. This is confession time. If I'm just not ill tomorrow, it's dangerous doing things like that because God will make you do it, you know, make you do something. But, you know, that's a pretty trivial example, to be fair. But I bet we can all kind of relate, you know, when you're in a crisis, whether it's a little thing like that or whether it's a huge thing, We pray, and we've all prayed those kinds of prayers in those moments. You know, if we've got a big exam coming up, or we've got a huge thing at work that's really stressful, or when we get ill, or someone we love is very ill, when a child is making decisions we know are going to be destructive in their life, you know, when there's a financial challenge that just seems really, really difficult, we've all kind of prayed those prayers and had those moments in our life. And the good news is God absolutely wants us to pray when we're in a crisis. He wants us to come to him and pour out our hearts and be real with him. We've been talking so much in this series about the fact prayer is about a relationship.